audio by Raising Free People Network.
Peace and love. Thank you for being here as always. This is Akila, and you are about to listen to the last of the Love Fest episodes where I am introducing you to, if you don't already know, or helping you to get to know a little more if you already knew, all of the hosts here on audio by Raising Free People. So you have heard from, let's see, last week you heard from Val of Val and Our Plants, and you heard from Leslie of The Pour, Purposely Opening Up to Relationships podcast. You heard from Asia at first of She Said We Shed podcast. And last week you heard from Lou of Grief, Growth, and Goals podcast. This week, you will meet my sister and my friend from when, Katrina Monique, and hear about how she got free. This one also has a video version, so make sure that you head over to the show notes page, raisingfreepeople.com/209, so that you could get all the links, including the link to the YouTube video version of this. And when you overhear, like that video, go ahead and subscribe. Let's get into it.
You can't keep using tools of oppression and expect to raise free people.
Yes, so before we get into this episode with Katrina Monique, wanted to tell you what we got planned in March. It's a big month for us, y'all, and you can't see my hands in the air. I have to do more video versions of me recording these intros because I'll be hype. March is a big month for us. We are publishing episodes. We playing the quiet game. And we're launching season 6 in the same month. Bruh. Good things happening. But one of the major things, what I'm most excited about, oddly enough, is the quiet game. We're going to play the quiet game. Did y'all do that with your kids when they were little? Marley and Sage were quite versed in the quiet game. When we'd be in the car with the girls when they were littles, and oftentimes littles talk a lot. I was one of those littles. Oh my gosh, if you hear the generation before me talk about how much of a talker I was, I'd be like, oh my God, could y'all stop? Okay, that's enough. So anyway, my children were very much like that. And so we had the quiet game, and it was the opposite of, I Spy. Yes, it's the opposite of I Spy. So it was about inviting introspection, like how quiet could you be? How still could you be? And they liked it, which was pretty awesome because, you know, I needed this shit. So the quiet game is really important in my life, always has been. It's a way for yo, shout out to Etel Maud, my grandmother, my maternal grandmother. February is also her birthday month. And because she had talkative little people around her all the time, she used to say sometimes, Lad, met my ears niam grass. Translation, let my ears eat grass. You get that, right? I mean, our people are so brilliant because, you know, when an animal is eating grass, a cow is grazing and eating grass, it looks peaceful. It's chilling. It's minding its business. It's just in a zone, doing a thing, holding a meditation. And when mama used to say, Lord, make my ears niam grass, that's what she was saying too. Like, can I chill? Can I just graze? Okay. So we are going to do that. And I'll tell you a little bit about our March season that includes some grass namin. Okay. So we got this episode for you with Katrina coming up. We will have no episodes March 3rd and March 10th. So 2 weeks of my ears namin grass. But we will be back March 17th with details about season 6 as we ease into the spring season on this side of the world. And those announcements on March 17th, you'll put that on your calendar, bruh, because that's going to be a great episode. I'm going to share some of the practice tools that I've been imagining and feeling through and downloading cosmically and working with our small team to bring to life. What I'm doing is designing a Raising Free People support suite for us, tools that we can use. We have a lot of them in place already. We got the book, we have the TEDx talk, we have my website, we have workbooks coming out. Oh my God. There's so many things in the mix, but there were some other elements that I felt were missing. So I'm creating them. You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing those for us, for you, people who listen to this podcast, people who bought Raising Free People book, those of us who have been practicing this long before this podcast, in our thoughts, in our bodies, in our relationships. It's for us. And really, it's one of those things that my hope is that it helps you to remember that you're not alone in this, that we do and can and will continue to design our lives outside of the fucking confines and colonization of conventional practices, like how we are used to school and like schoolishness, which is like the Frankenstein monster of school. So that's what we'll be talking about in March. What? March 17th. And then on the 24th of March, which is a super special day. That's my mama's birthday, y'all. Shout out to Valinor Plants. On that day, on the 24th, I think I'm going to be hosting a session inside of the Fair of the Free Child Village, which I have not been inside since earlier this month when I had surgery, because I've really been trying to just slow and steady with the thing. So anyway, I'm gonna get back into that space because I'm so grateful for it and the people in it, the Fair of the Free Child Village. And I'm hoping that on the 24th, that's a good time for us to host a gathering. And then I'm gonna air that gathering the Friday, the 26th of March. We're doing a lot. And then season 6 begins on March 31st. What? Yes. Okay. So that's what's happening in March. We're publishing episodes, we're playing the quiet game, and we're launching season 6. So that's what's popping. Set your calendar for March 17th when I come back on the scene with them details. But today is not one of our quiet game days. Nobody's ears are gonna damn grass today because we wilding today. With Katrina Monique, my friend and the host of How She Got Free podcast, co-author of How She Got Free the book, brilliant business strategist and just spiritual minded mama who holds space for me and my life and has been for so many years, has been doing that and serving so many people with the way she shows up in the world. So yeah, y'all. Without further ado, come through, Katrina.
Because that is so true. And it's so true. This is the work and the result.
Exactly.
Like 2011, whenever we wrote the book, 2012.
Whatever. 2012. Yes, which is the first year that we started fully unschooling, like understand. Yeah. So there's that.
It is that. In 2012, when we were writing the book, I was in a place where I felt free. Like I felt this burning of freedom, of liberation. It's like, it's in me. It's a part of me. It is me. It cannot be me. I know all the pieces and components to it, but I was hoping for it to actually be able to live it. Because I knew that I wasn't fully living it, but I knew what needed to be done. That is just like this weird thing. It's like, how do you know something that you haven't fully yet lived? And it's like, I don't know how I know. I just know that this is what freedom is. And this is how you get there. God, it's like we had the roadmap already like etched in our DNA.
Yes.
And we just like, we knew and we was like, oh, shoot, this is the map.
Yeah.
And we drew that map.
Yes. And then lived into it.
And lived into it.
Because our lives didn't make that easy or aligned. Our lives were messy. We had to stay aligned with, and not messy in a bad way, but just messy in that it's not going to be like, you're not going to be able to follow some map for the shit, right?
Exactly.
But there was so much of us, living into that, putting things forward to say, I can't be with it now. I don't even know what I'm talking about right now in this part, in terms of, not that I don't get it, but I don't even know exactly how to fully embody it. I just know that that's what I deserve. I know that it's a thing that I can call upon and it can work through me in lots of other ways. We felt like we were already in some ways where we wanted to be, but we needed to like, right? Because I feel like we talked about so much of that. That's why the versions.
Yes, we talked about it. And that day, in that space, I was still in a relationship with my kid's father. We were thinking about buying a house and think we had just started the process of buying a house. But I was still really like uncomfortable with our relationship. I was happy, but I wasn't happy at the same time, as odd as that sounds. It was like I was happy in what I understood a relationship should be. So like, he's kind, he's all the good things, but we didn't have any passion in the relationship. I wasn't passionate about the relationship. I was passionate about being with my family and having this family and giving my children what I didn't have. And I was doing that. And then I'm like trying to figure out what's up with my business. My business was doing good, but I was not content. I was like, this is not enough. I don't like it. It feels so hard. And when I met you is when I started to see that I didn't see a path. I just saw these bushes, this forest. Like all of a sudden, like this forest appeared and I was just like, what's that? And then the forest was like, come.
Come, Katrina.
And I'm like, hey, I don't know what's in there. Like, what's that? I don't know. Yeah. But it was like, come. And it was like, okay. And then it was just like, through our friendship building and us writing that book, it was like the book became like a machete. It was just like, oh,
that's why we were talking about Harriet and Nanny. You remember that? Exactly. And that just came back up in a course that I did a thing in not even a week ago, last Sunday, actually. Last Sunday, talking about Nanny and Harriet. And that was totally our thing. Just that same thing you said with the machete and the bushes. Same. We were talking about that back then too. Like, do you feel like we... And then one of us going to be like right here to be like, yo, get out. And then the other person going to be like, bet, now that you're over here, this is the direction. This guy going to give you this.
Yes. That's exactly that same energy was just with us.
Yeah.
And it's like, we didn't part ways. Mm-mm. We just kept going through our forest with our machetes and you Nanny and I'm Harriet. And we just like going through that motherfucker like, just whacking shit and like, I don't know where I'm going. And then, you know, you get to a clearing and like you said, here's somebody that's saying, all right, hey, you need this.
Yes.
And you need that.
Yes.
And it's like, and in every stage, you just feel a little bit like, wait a minute, I'm good. Like I got this. And yes.
I love that. Oh, this is coming up at so much the right time, because first of all, that's how you are. It wasn't like you got like that for the project of the book. That's how you are. And how I am is how I am. We put that in the book, which is why for me, when you said, oh, I want to do How She Got Free as a podcast, I'm like, that makes so much sense. And I didn't even realize the level of yes in it until what I just said to you now, to realize, well, of course you should, because the podcast is about you as you being loud, being clear, doing your shedding and sorting, using your machete and realizing, oh, at some points I could put it down. There's some berries over there that something in me knows these are good for me. Then I'm going to mix these with that and actually make something where it's going to heal all the things that the blisters and cuts I got from chopping. Then I'm going to meet somebody over there who's going to be like, oh my God, you need different shoes for what you're doing. And then you're not even going to need to chop in the same way, because you look back and there's a path and people and all of this stuff. And that's, I feel like that's really what we'll be talking about as we share what's happening with How She Got Free, because you are in it. So we just gonna hear the different things you chopped down, what healed, what hurt. That's what this is.
Yeah. There's no end, right? There's just like maybe a clearing, a space where you feel like you've arrived to a place, but it's not the place. It's just a place where you feel like you can kind of like, whew, I can settle. And you know you've like your sweatshirt says, you know, you found a space of liberation.
Yes.
You found your community. You found your collective. You found that space. But you know, you still got to keep going. But when you get to that place, you get there with like all of your wounds, that many that you've healed and then others that you've like kind of collected along the way. But they're different type of wounds, though. They're more like the wounds that come from really fighting for your own freedom. So therefore, like the healing of it feels more like once you get to that place, you realize that like the healing of those wounds requires community now. Like you can't do this by yourself. It's like parts of it you got to do alone.
Yes.
But you got to have people around you that care, obviously, because you don't want to sink and put some depths in your pain and in your discovery of yourself or your trueness. You got to go in that space by yourself. It's like totally. You got to ugly cry. You got to be down, chat, like just, you got to reach that depth of like your own bottom to really know yourself, to really know like exactly all the pieces that you are. You got to know. And that's not a journey you can take with someone else as intimately as you can by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of like, no one can talk you out of that. They can only kind of like keep you from completely just shattering your life, because it is a dark place and it is scary. And if you don't have any support, it can lead you to a place of suicide, to be honest. It can lead you to that self-destructiveness. But once you get all that you needed to get out of that, and you walk through that journey and you're patching up your wounds and you're healing, you find your own berries and solves and you're just getting yourself all healed up, and you get to that place and then you see a community, and then it's like that community is like, we love you and we know that you know who you are, but we know that there was so much trauma or whatever your fight to get here, that we know that this place, you're not going to heal unless you, like, we are the key for this place, this
yes.
place. Because now we are the place of like restoration, in a sense.
Yes.
Like, we're here to like be a part of your story now that you wish you had from the beginning of that place of finding that love or finding that home that fits you or finding that career.
Yeah, the thing that felt missing. Yes. Again, it's why I feel like it's so powerful that you're doing this from where you are now, because I happen to be behind the scenes and know a lot of the things that you're working on, but there's so much of the shine of what happens in the result,
yeah.
or there's like the trauma porn of really sinking in and highlighting the things that went wrong. Meanwhile, all of it matters. And
yeah.
so like when you talk about the depths of despair and your own bottom, these are some of the things you'll be talking about on How She Got Free, to talk about what did it mean to look at therapy from a very different space? What did it mean when you walked into that therapist's office for the first time? What did it mean to get a certain diagnosis? Like, why is it that something that seemed scary actually
yeah.
felt liberating? Like, how are you even redefining liberation now? We talked about getting free. So then when you get to that freedom, like, what is
yeah.
that walk and a little bit of what it took to get there? And
yeah.
all of that is what you will be showing us, not just in terms of the narrative, but because of how you are and how you've always
yeah.
been, just like in How She Got Free, it's going to also have salves. Like, it's not just going to be peering into gaping wounds. And it's also not like crossing our fingers and hoping that we make it out alive. It's like, no. Here are the things that I've found.
Yeah.
And me finding that not everything that I find is going to work for you, but the confidence in your realization that people like you find things all the time, why not you? That is its own medicine. And sometimes
yeah.
exactly what I say going to work for you, and that's another medicine.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful that you were like, yeah, I have all these things in place, including a podcast, because it's such a powerful way for
yeah.
us to remember what liberation can mean in process, you know, not
yes.
just in destination, in
yeah,
process.
In process, yes. I'm grateful for the podcast. I'm even more grateful that I get to do this with you.
Me too.
Like, really, because I tell everyone, I'm just like, you know, my podcast. And when I tell everybody about my little podcast, I'm like, but it's not any little regular podcast. I'm with Raising Free People Network.
Boom.
Get into it. Like, I tell
you, look like Kendall.
And I feel so good about it. It's like, I feel like, yes. And to have my sister hold my hand in this process, right. It's just like, we are doing this together. It's yeah. my voice, but it's us. It's yep. so like not me and me alone. It's us. And I even look forward to where this can go in terms of a platform of allowing other women or men to feel like, wait a minute.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now tell us about how you got free. You
know? Yes.
Yeah.
And that's this whole walk right there. That's this whole walk for any being who feels this. Cause I always felt like my podcast was for one group of people, but the energies transcend, which doesn't diminish who it's for. And in your case with how she got free, it's about liberation. It's showing up as who you are in your body that you live in the society that we live in, but it's energetic than a motherfucker.
Like, yeah.
You don't have to be a Black woman. You don't have to be a woman. You don't have to be in any binary to connect with how you get down. Like, people know that already, but a lot yeah. more people will be able to get it down.
The main thing that I'm really, really, I want people to get out of this sharing that we're doing with this podcast is to really demystify even more raw, like, mental health. This isn't a mental health podcast, but we are going to talk about like the impact that a lot of our upbringing in this colonial society has really kind of wrapped itself around me as representing a Black woman growing up in that was impacted by all the things that Black folks are impacted by being in America, like yes. from like in the 70s, 80s and 90s, like everything that went on, everything that's America. I embody all of that. Yes. From the crack era to like all of that stuff.
Yes.
And then like who that makes you, and then how you're like really trying to be like, but that ain't who I am. Like,
yes.
You want to fight like that ain't it.
Constantly.
I want to talk about depression because that was the diagnosis I got when I went to my doctor's office. And I was happy when I got that motherfucking diagnosis. Like, I was like, girl, thank you. I was just like, thank you. Because I thought I was crazy. And yeah. I thought I was broken.
Yes.
And I realized like, well, I was fractured. And it's okay because now I have a word to use. It's like having a phone. It's like, what is this? You know, this thing is going on every week. I don't know what this is. And somebody say, oh, that's a smartphone. You could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I have it.
Yeah.
But it's not me. It's just like this thing. And talking about that and talking about the other piece of depression, like on that spectrum of like anxiety, which is another, if you're not depressed, you might got some, the anxiety is on that same spectrum.
Right.
And
it matters and it impacts yeah. how you can think and breathe yep. and move. Yes.
Yeah. And then how that impacts the decisions we make. And we think I'm talking specifically Black women because I don't know any other type of woman intimately than Black women. So when we have that label of like strong Black woman, and it's like, wait a minute, but I'm over here dealing with anxiety, like diagnosed
yep.
like with my doctor, like, girl, you got chronic anxiety. And it's like, well, why? How? And then I'm looking at my life and I'm like, Doc, I feel fine. And I'll get more to this in the podcast, but my body is reacting. And I'm like, I'm sitting here like this.
So many of us can connect to that, right? Like talking to these professionals, and not that every professional is legit, but we know in this case, they yeah. know what they're saying, they know what they're seeing, they know the patterns. I remember a very similar thing when I was talking to the doctor, like, yeah, I know what you're saying, but like my grandmother used to, and then I went and broke down to this man why I didn't get these hives because I was over anxious or overstressed. It couldn't be that because I had a washer and dryer and I had a vacuum cleaner. My grandmother didn't have any of those. That was really my logic.
Yeah.
And it made sense to me because of all yeah. the things you said and like all the schoolish ways where we're told like, girl, calm down, take a breath. You'll be fine. Now everybody else like, that matters today.
It matters still today. Wow. Hearing that is like, wow. So how many of us are walking around not realizing the things that our grandmothers used to cope with?
Thank you.
That their coping mechanisms are in our DNA and we think this shit is normal and it's not normal. like waking up and you can't sleep because my chest is literally like pounding and I'm in the bed like about to go to sleep.
Right. Nothing happened right before. Then you feel like, okay, as you said, I must be broken. Then there's also the sense of like, okay, I know for me, I'm like, okay, is this going to affect what I'm going to get done tomorrow? Because I'm going to need a day off. Like all of these things that we navigate as you and I were just talking about before we started recording, as we decolonize ourselves.
Yeah.
That's why it's getting free, how she got free, because it's decolonizing all the bits and pieces, which doesn't mean tucking anything away. Because as you said, you embody like I embody. And a lot of it is just bunched in trauma, and it shows up in our relationships with our bodies, our children, if we have them, each other. That's why sisterhood is so important. Like you and I have been working together since, I mean, it was like 7 minutes after we met each other. We were on Skype like, let's write a book. Okay. Basically, Maki Dada is like, but I'm going to Jamaica. Okay, bitch, write it there. Okay. All right. But we should get it out in the next like 45 days because then I'm moving. Okay. And we did it.
We did it.
It did great. And it's exactly what we're working off of however many years later.
Yeah, exactly what we're working off of. It's the work. And you know I love human design, right?
Yes, yes. And I hope that will be integrated. Of course it will, because it's all you in the podcast.
Yeah, help it. But I just looking at my chart, and I think I ran yours. Anyway, there's a connector that I have, right? Mm-hmm. And it's an intimacy connector. Which means like one of my main things is I have to have intimate relationships with people.
Okay.
It's not sexual necessarily.
That's where my mind went. What is the intimacy? Well,
I mean, let's go ahead. If you're a big old five, black man, you bagel. I don't know. But
okay, focus. Okay.
But in all relationships, if I can't find that thing with you, then we don't have a relationship. So, and then once I find that thing, then I want to produce something.
Ah.
So if it's a man, I want to, you know, let's get it in. And then, you know.
Let's do the production process, right?
Yes, let's have a baby. In our case, it was like, we've had this strong sisterhood connection immediately.
Oh my God.
And then it was like, okay, let's make a book. Like, what can we do? Like, okay. And that energy of like, okay, we got to do something. I got to have something that says, this is Akilah and Katrina. Like,
and
this
we
is.
Did it despite so many things going on. I was in parts of Jamaica where the Wi-Fi was really bad. And we're just like, I was like, okay, I'm just putting in my little note thing.
So, sis, remember we did our live? The first like video, I don't know if you remember the first video we did, and I got bubble guts. You remember that? And I
no, no,
you don't remember that.
Mm-mm.
We did our first like video thing. I don't know if we recorded it or if it was live. All I know is I got bubble guts.
I do remember that because I was in Kingston. Yes, and we were staying in that tiny ass room in Mona. Wow, I do remember that.
And I dipped out on you, and I was like. I walked off and came back, and then I just said that like nothing happened. And then afterwards, I was like, yo, I got bubble guts so fast.
We worked it out, though, but I was, oh my gosh, now you're making me want to go back and look at footage, because I know I got it from that time. Just like, we did so much, so gangster. Then we wrote about this place and then ended up doing the retreat. Y'all don't even know, because this is like a whole new set of people probably, right? Like maybe only four people listening to this might know that we ended up doing a whole retreat in Jamaica, in the mountains, in Oche, as a result of that, because the story of the primary person in there, Lena, so many of the women who read it were like, we want to do that journey. Like, I know y'all made that up, but we want to do that. And we did it.
Yeah, we manifested that bitch. Like, we really did. And your leadership, like, you are such a, like, and I love it. Oh, my God. Because I'm like, I'm game. But, like, you're not just game. You, like, done, nigga. Like, we doing it. You know?
Like, I do get real excited. And I'm like, it can happen. Watch.
I'm like, okay. And because I'm always like, all right. And we made that thing
sure
happen.
Enough.
And you guys were like just in your, I remember you were just in really in starting the unschooling. Yep. It was still unschooling before it was.
Like homeschooling was in the mix a lot, right? Like school at home. Yep.
Yeah.
So y'all was starting to get,
Yeah. And then you guys were, you went to Jamaica. I remember that.
Yeah.
And you guys were like still kind of figuring that piece out of like where to live. And I remember the dark room with the little lights. And
yes!
I remember that. I remember the little dark room closet he was in. And I remember we were still living in our townhouse and things were still kind of weird for me with the relationship or whatever. But I remember we both were just like, this has to happen. And we hosted these videos and sessions and we put this amazing, or maybe Chris did, we did, I don't know, but we put this amazing website together for the retreat and we just used the energy that was in us regardless of resources. Like it was like, resources didn't matter. We just
irregardless. So we're gonna use the made up word irregardless.
Put that bitch together and was like, let's do it. And we did.
We did. And it was wonderful. Like everybody who was a part of that experience was so much richer as a result of it. And the experience was so much richer because of everybody who was involved. Because we had a very particular idea about, again, with how we did the business structure, we lived this thing because we had a particular idea of like how many people would be ideal, da da da. But as the process progressed, like we really were like, okay, cool. Let's see what this is. The same stuff we talk about in unspooling, emergent structure, instead of this predetermined thing that you try to contort into or feel shame or blame about not accomplishing. It's the allowance of that emergent process. And then you bring structure to what emerges, which is exactly what we did.
Yes. You're so brilliant with your words, girl. I love how you be putting stuff. Girl, I bet you be in Chris and just whispering all these.
Well, we love each other because this is how we feel about each other all the time. I'm like, did you hear what Katrina said? Be quiet because she gonna say it again. Like, this is how we actually.
Yes. Like, what you just said, all that beautiful shit you just said. That's how I started my business again, November 30th. And that's exactly my business model. It's just like what feels right. And because I know how to mix structure, I trust myself that I'm going to put structure around the shit. Like,
yes.
Whereas before I was in panic mode, like, oh, fuck, I got to put this shit together first.
Yeah.
And then, no, I was like, no. I know that this is where I'm supposed to be. I know how it's supposed to look and feel and all that, like you just said.
Yeah.
And then knowing that I'll build structure around that.
Yes.
That's, again, the whoever's listening to the podcast, I'm sure, I hope. The intention is rather that they will get out of that, that that's what we want them to understand about what freedom is, to trust yourself and know that like along the way, someone's going to come by like a Nakila and put words to what you're feeling that you don't know what the fuck it is, but you know how to say this beautiful, these beautiful ass sentences. And you'd be like, that's it.
Yes.
And then I come along with a goddamn hammer and nails, like, okay, now we're going to put this
with
in.
The four-part layout that makes exact sense for where you are in your process now that you don't need to overthink because she already did that and then came back to exactly what you needed and then laid the shit out. And then because you're like nerdy math, but also creative, it is going to come together in a way where you're like, oh, this is not intimidating. I do not have to be a strategist because she's already that. And I can just be myself because she's like hella that. This is what How She Got Free was, is, and continues to be, which is why.
Why we're here. One of our dear, dear friends, and she was a participant in our podcast. And Luria, I'll say that. Luria.
Yes,
she loves you.
I love her too.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And on her journey, hey, Luria, listening. she always talks a lot about, like, first of all, how the experience with the retreat was like her best ever. But I happen to know her. She and I have become friends over the last maybe year or so. And I know her walk as like a coach and the things that she's doing. And a lot of the time she pokes me and she's like, Katrina, you need to be. And I kind of be like, I know, sis, you know, but it's that thing where it just for more context, she's like, you need to be out there. Where's your podcast? Where's your that? Where's your that? And I know that she may not know certain elements and details of things that we talk about. So I'm like, I know. But I bring that up to say that as people listen, the point of like what you just said, what we just talked about, and for our sisters that are listening is like, when you know, or when you have discovered your uniqueness and your who you are-ness, it comes with like a feeling of like the freedom feels like you don't have to feel like you gotta prove yourself to anyone in any particular time. And sometimes liberation looks a little like, where are you going? What are you doing? What is it? And it's like, I'm good. Like, I know I have to pay attention to this right now, like, meaning like my personal life. And because my life is my work, is everything.
Yep.
So I have to pay attention to this thing and I have to pay attention to that. And all of that makes sense and all of that works. And so I want people to feel like all of who you are and all the elements that make up like your life matters.
Yes.
And we're not about teaching people or implying that people should pose or hurry up and put out a product or hurry up and prove to the world who you are. If who you are as you listen to this podcast and continue with like your work and any work that this podcast may produce, if the only thing you get out of it is that the life that you live is actually okay, if that means I'm good here and this is what it is, then good. That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point. Oh, maybe you may get the point of realizing that, and this part was scary for me, Akilah, like, oh shit, this relationship ain't it. That was what I got out of our work together, and that shit was scary. So you might get out of whatever you get out of it, it's supposed to be for you. I don't know what that's supposed to look like for anyone.
That's right. Nor do you pretend to, which is what I love about you, because we're not. Yeah, that's not what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want it to be? What is it for you? If you love being a single woman or mother or married woman or man or whatever your thing is, or if you want to start a business and if you want to have a platform, or if you just want to have a farm and be in a corner somewhere tilling some land, whatever it is, the goal is just that you take off anything that's prohibiting you from having that experience of who you are and being able to name all the things that you, I think it's important that you know who you are and know the book of you. Like, no one should be able to read your book about you better than yourself. So like, yeah, let's know that you have had an issue with anxiety or depression, or let's name the fact that, yeah, you are hyper, if that's what you are, and be okay with it. And know, therefore, what environments you should be in and what places you shouldn't be in, and really knowing those things. And it's not bad to name a thing. Like Yana says, Yana Van Zandt, call a thing a thing. Like, it's not bad to name the thing. It doesn't mean that you're going to dissipate because you, everything about you isn't rosy. But all those things aren't bad either. They just are. They just are. And so I want this podcast and this experience that we get to share with people, and the honor that I have to be able to share this with your audience that's going to become part of my family now, and more people that
and
will
beyond. Yes, yes.
I just want people to know that we're not telling you who you are. I'm not a therapist. I don't want to be. I don't know what your stuff is, but I do know what stuff is. I know what stuff is. We want you to unpack it. Open that bag and you ain't got to pick it out. Don't be neat about it.
Dump it out. Yes.
Yes. So we can look at it all and be like, yes, this is all the stuff.
Yes.
And now the stuff that was never yours to begin with.
That's right.
Get rid of it. Burn it. And the stuff that is yours, what do you want to keep?
Yes. Goodness, right? Ah. Okay, make sure that you're following Katrina on all the spaces that we've mentioned there. Head over to the show notes page, raisingfreepeople.com/209, if you don't remember none of them links and you want all of them. And I will talk to you soon. It will not be next week this time. So in the meantime, catch up on YouTube. I'm at youtube.com/radicalselfie because that's my old name, but I'm not changing it because my YouTube channel is popping. You can also be sure to get on my email list. I send out a monthly email list. Sometimes I'll do something like a couple times a month, but mostly you hear from me once a month. Special announcement things and all of that in there. And that link is on the show notes page as well. And you can also, of course, listen to some old episodes of this podcast. We got a whole bunch of them, 200 and mush, right? So maybe you haven't listened to all of them yet. So you can use that quiet game time. Maybe I'll be playing the quiet game without you. Maybe you do want to be like loud and wilding. I don't know. But if you do, there's certainly some episodes of Fear the Free Child that will support that. And in the meantime, so much love to you. Thank you for being here, whether you're a listener or you're over in our Make It Happen family at patreon.com/Akilah. whatever you're doing, if you're a part of this Raising Free People mix, I appreciate love you, and I will talk to you in a few weeks. Peace.